If you like news and podcasts, here's some podcast news you'll love. Now you can listen to podcasts on Spotify. Click the podcast tab in your Spotify app to find all your favorites and discover new ones. All your podcasts, all in one easy place. Listen free on Spotify.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. A college degree used to mean a ticket to a high-paying job. Well, nowadays, graduates are getting a much smaller return on their investment. In a moment, we'll examine how we got to that point. First, some money and market news you should know. In a series of features on women in the economy, the journal's Heard on the Street team says investors should pay attention to the fact that three-quarters of women aged 25 to 54 are in the workplace. That compares with just half in 1970. And women's spending power has also risen, as women working full-time now earn 80 cents on the dollar to men versus 59 cents in 1970, still not pay parity, but an improvement. Data from the Labor Department shows that single women allocate more of their budget toward health care, groceries, apparel, and housing than single men with comparable budgets, while men spend more on cars and alcohol, among other items. But women's attitudes toward money is just as significant. A recent Bank of America Merrill Lynch survey showed that 41% of women said they would use disposable income to pay down debt versus 36% of men. And just 14% of women said they would use the money to buy more things versus 19% of men. And that conservatism extends toward women's investing behavior, and Heard on the Street says it may affect the companies in which they invest, leading companies to put more women into positions of power. Recent research suggests that companies with female CEOs are less likely to misreport results, and that companies with female directors encourage their CEOs to take on fewer risks.
If you like news and podcasts, here's some podcast news you'll love. Now you can listen to podcasts on Spotify. Click the podcast tab in your Spotify app to find all your favorites and discover new ones. All your podcasts, all in one easy place. Listen free on Spotify.
There was a time when getting a college degree was a sure thing in terms of helping people secure jobs and higher salaries. But now more and more college graduates aren't realizing a healthy return on their investment. Let's bring in Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Mitchell on the line to find out why. So, Josh, in your story, you boil this down to three reasons behind the change in return on higher education investment.
The first thing is that the cost of college has risen pretty dramatically in recent years. Just to give you a sense of how quickly, if you look at the Consumer Price Index, which is one of the main inflation measures that the Federal Reserve looks at, college costs, or the amount of money that families are paying to go to college, has risen at triple the rate of inflation since about 2000. So college costs are rising very quickly, or at least they have been over the past 20 years. The second thing is that while college graduates still make a lot more than non-graduates, their real wages, their inflation-adjusted wages, have been pretty flat since about 2000. The third thing, which is related to the first two things, is that the wealth premium, the amount of wealth that college graduates are building compared to non-graduates, has gone down, at least for recent cohorts of college graduates. So if you take a look, for example, at people born in the 1980s who graduated college, they still have more wealth than those who did not graduate college, but if you compare them to people who were born in the 50s and 60s who went to college, that wealth premium has gone down. And so these are several shifts that are causing economists to really look at this question of what is the return of college? If you go to college, what can you expect to gain in terms of income and wealth afterward?
You mentioned the wealth premium sort of leveled off around 2001. What was behind that?
This is definitely a big point of debate among economists. There's some recent research that suggests there's just been this shift in the economy that's tied to technology. There was the tech boom in the late 90s that caused more demand for workers with so-called cognitive skills to operate new technology. And when that tech bubble burst, the economy and employers no longer needed as many workers with those cognitive skills. This is a theory, and there's research to back up this theory behind why this happened. So, you know, I don't want to make out like this is the consensus, but this is one explanation. That you had people after 2000, 2001, you know, you had college graduates who in the 90s, the economy would have been demanding their skills, and now they weren't as much in demand. And so one theory is that what happened is those college workers were able to find jobs, but they started to occupy jobs that previously did not require a college degree. So you kind of had this push down effect where college graduates have been increasingly taking jobs that were held by non-graduates, and that pushes non-graduates down the scale. And so while college graduates, while their income is still far higher than non-graduates, if you look at adjusted for inflation, their income hasn't really been rising since 2001.
And when employers had put people with college degrees in jobs that previously just required a high school degree, they were able to do that because the candidate pool was so plentiful.
Exactly. And this is something that we saw happen in the recession when unemployment was really high. You had so many workers relative to job openings that, you know, one of the things that we saw happen was employers just increasingly started in their job ads saying college degree required for a higher share of jobs, including jobs that before that weren't held by college graduates. And so what we've seen since the labor market has tightened, that trend has reversed a little bit. So now that we have, you know, far fewer available workers relative to job openings, we've seen this trend of employers now kind of scaling back those college degree requirements. Now there's, you know, fewer job ads relative to several years ago that say you need a college degree. So that kind of indicates that, you know, maybe a lot of employers just simply used a college degree as a filtering device when they're sifting through job applications.
You know, but the news doesn't seem to be entirely all that bad. Economists who study this feel that college graduates today will accumulate wealth, but it'll just take them longer to do so.
Yeah, so several points on that point. The college premium, the college wage premium is still very high. So, you know, I don't want to mislead any people out there and suggest that on average college isn't still a good thing. We still see that, you know, again, college workers in general, college degree holders in general are making a lot more money than non-graduates. And also there's far lower levels of unemployment. Even though unemployment is low overall, you know, it's still far lower among people who have a degree. So the wage premium is still very high. Even though it's kind of flattened, it's still very high. But when you look at the wealth premium, which is, you know, the amount of wealth that's being built, that's gone down. And so it's sort of a double-edged sword where you still get a good job with decent pay if you're a college graduate on average, but the cost has increased. And so, yes, you know, I think overall, you know, the picture is pretty good for college graduates. And the research that came out, this is St. Louis Fed research that's looking at the wealth premium and the decline in the wealth premium. The researchers there even said, look, it's still pretty early on. So for example, the latest cohort of graduates that they studied were those born in the 1980s. That means the oldest of that group was born in 1989. So they're about 30 years old. The youngest is about 30 years old. And so if you think about that, you know, you've only been out of college for about, you know, 6 years if you went the traditional route, maybe 6 or 8 years. And so you're still pretty early on in your career, and it's still pretty early to say, you know, what the wealth premium is going to be for that group. But all that being said, even if you take all of the available research and the available data that's out there, it does appear that the wealth premium has declined. So there seems to be something going on that economists find somewhat troubling. But the overall picture is college graduates are still in pretty decent shape. It's just maybe not as in good shape as they used to be on average.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Josh Mitchell in our Washington Bureau. Josh, thanks for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.